Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of October 30th. My name is David, and I am your phonologist for this week. The winter weather has finally come to the Northland. We had our first big snow, 4 to 8 inches in places. Students must bring now their winter coats and gear to school so they can enjoy playing in the sticky snow, perfect for making snow people and snow points in the snow banks. When we were outside learning about kinetic and potential energy, we were shivering. Our fingers and faces felt numb, and we chilled to the marrow. Students are slipping and sliding on the ice on the playground and playing on frozen puddles. Those of us with outside animals put heaters in the water trough. Remember that if you have a pet that is outdoors, be sure to give it shelter and fresh water and food. The gales of Lake Superior did much damage to the Brighton Beach and the boardwalk. Blacktop lay heaped, and many of the boards had ripped up along the boardwalk. About 3 inches of rocks and gravel piled up on the land by wave action. While driving on along the Lismore Road, Dina watched an owl swoop down and land in a tree. As raptor migration continues, many eagles headed south on Friday the 28th due to the strong tailwinds. A car sat in a ditch that day as well. It was really windy and snowy. G is about observing the first, last, and changes around us. The last moth was seen on October 15th, and the last painted lady was seen on October 19th. The last of the dragonflies were seen on October 21st. All of our flowering plants finished up for the year, but Fiona still has a sunflower blossom on her plant next to the house. In Lakeside, she saw a weird sight. One maple tree was completely bare of leaves, except for one green leaf way at the top. In Duluth, we still see green maple leaves on the trees near the lake. Ruby's neighbor still has a marigold sporting one orange blossom. A love purple lupin is blooming right now at Dina's house, while we are freezing here up on the North Shore. Lydia still has roses blooming in her garden in Duluth. The last mosquito was seen on November 1st. Towards the end of the week, the weather began to warm. A fun to play in snow melting, green grass poking through. The sky has been dreary and ominous, and the weather is cool and damp. That concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.